All right, Tim with Capes and Scows, and I have David Pepo. I did it right.
Yep.
I'm so bad with names. And you are known for Spencer and Locke over at Action Lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. It's been exciting being here. It's my first awesome con, and it's lived up to its name. It's been very awesome. So.
Nice. You want to tell everybody the lowdown of Spencer and Locke so they can hurry up and buy the trades, and then they can go and they can get the sequel, which comes out super soon.
Yeah. So for those who don't know about Spencer and Locke, the easy elevator pitch is, what if Calvin and Hobbes grew up in Sin City? It's about a hard-boiled detective whose partner's his childhood imaginary friend. So a little True Detective, a little Fight Club, 100% a love letter to classic Bill Watterson and Frank Miller. Our first volume, it was like the little indie that could. We were nominated for 5 Ringo Awards last year, including for Best Series and Best Writer. We're in development for multimedia right now, which is very cool. And it's just in time for our new sequel coming out, Spencer and Locke 2, where we're taking the Fables approach. No comic strip is safe anymore. We're doing hardboiled Calvin and Hobbes versus hardcore Beetle Bailey in the form of Roach Riley, our homicidal riff on Mort Walker's Beetle Bailey. It's fun. It's kind of our Dark Knight, our Empire Strikes Back. It's our big blockbuster follow-up to our sort of more intimate detective story from the first arc. And we're very excited about this book. We wanted to make sure that we justified coming back. We never want to overstay our welcome with this book. And so taking it the Fables approach and showing that there's a much wider world for Spencer and Locke to inhabit, it gives this sequel its own unique flavor while still remaining true to the spirit and tone of the original.
I can appreciate that because there's so many books that I feel do stay too long,
sure.
You know, and I think it's important to have some idea of a plan of a time frame and the bigger, wider scope of the story you want to tell.
Well, it's also, I'm a little bit of a pessimist by nature, and so we did the first arc. I wasn't sure if there would be a market for this. I didn't know if people would love it or if I'd be thrown in comic book jail for besmirching rightfully one of the most beloved comic strips of all time. So when people, the reaction to Spencer and Locke was so far beyond anything I could have expected, and so Action Lab very quickly said, do you have ideas for a sequel? And thankfully I said, actually, I have ideas for sequels in my back pocket. Let me tell you them. Yeah, it's one of those things, though. Comics aren't cheap, and I feel like if I want to make sure I'm the best value for our readers. I don't want to keep anybody reading longer than they should. I'm not really a fan of decompressed storytelling. I'm not here to write for the trade. I'm here to make sure that every issue stands at its own 2 feet and feels like a satisfying chunk for readers. I feel like that's the least I can do if I'm asking you guys to pre-order this month in and month out. Yeah, and also some of it's just, based on my own sanity and my own finances and, not blowing out my artist's wrists on a monthly basis. Spencer and Locke is not a book that could come out monthly at the level of quality that it's at. It's one of those things that, I couldn't write it fast enough. Jorge couldn't draw it fast enough. It took about 10 months, I think, for us to get through a whole second series with this. And that's the advantage of being creator-owned, is that I'm not beholden to any sort of, calendar, especially in terms of double shipping. And so we're able to kind of take our time to make sure that this thing comes out polished and that, that we know we're not, big-name creators, so we want to make sure we give you the best value possible.
Now, tell me about Going to the Chapel.
Sure. Going to the Chapel, it's a romantic comedy by the guy who wrote Spencer and Locke. It's like Die Hard meets Wedding Crashers. It's about a conflicted bride who's about to walk down the aisle, and she's about to tell her fiancé, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Unfortunately, before she can say anything, a gang of Elvis-themed bank robbers takes over the wedding. And she's going to have to play both sides against the middle in order to get everyone out in one piece. But everyone involved is going to learn that love is the ultimate hostage situation.
These are amazing ideas. How do you come up with them? Do you throw a dart at all your favorite genres? Do you just say, I really wish this was this way?
Well, so some of it is, I do have like kind of a list of, here's things I want to do with my next books. So for example, I wrote Going to the Chapel actually after the first Spencer and Locke, and it took a while just for it to come together and to find the right publisher and all that. And so some of it came from real life. I was the best man at my oldest friend's wedding, and the bachelor party that I planned was cursed. Everything that possibly could have gone wrong did go wrong. The Airbnb was trashed. The inflatable sumo set I rented couldn't fit in the backyard. A bunch of groomsmen bailed because they didn't want to pay. I got hospitalized 2 days before the party, so I couldn't even go. So I thought to myself, thank goodness that didn't happen during the wedding. And then I thought to myself, but what if it did? And it's also, you know, there's a little bit of a human story, I think, to it. You know, this is very much a story about commitment and sort of dysfunctional family. And what does it take to make that leap of faith to say, till death do us part? Because that is a very big commitment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And some of it's also just, you know, I wrote Spencer and Locke as a very small cast. I wanted my next book to have a huge sprawling cast. I think we have 15 or 16 people in Going to the Chapel that we're checking in on every single issue. Everybody's, we get to see them a little bit, and they each get their own sort of mini arcs through the thing. It's a lot to tell in an 88-page story. But I really think that my team and I really managed to pull it off. I'm working with artist Gavin Guidry. This is his direct market debut. He's a cross between Evan Doc Shanner and Jamie McKelvey. He is a beast, and he draws insanely fast. So yeah, Gavin is a supremely talented artist. We're working with colorist Liz Kramer. This is her direct market debut as well. She worked in the webcomic Threader. She's going to be the next Laura Martin. She is insanely talented. So and we're working with a Murderer's Row of cover artists. Oh, I forgot. I have to mention our veteran letterer Ariana Maher, who has really kind of helped wrangle sort of the production side of things and made sure that, you know, my one-liners bounce and that they all actually read well. So she's fantastic. And then we have a Murderer's Row of cover artists involved. You know, Gavin will be doing covers. Mon House from Spencer and Locke will be joining us for a round of variant covers. And then we have so many talented artists who are coming in and doing guest covers for us. Lisa Sterl is doing a main cover for us. And we have several other big name artists that I'm really excited to reveal down the line.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're super excited. You seem pumped.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I tried every stable job before I went into comics. I worked as a newspaper reporter. I worked in PR. I worked as a Hollywood assistant. This was sort of the job that I felt like I was best at. And this is sort of the job that I can stay up till 2 in the morning and be working on it and feel good that I've done so. And, you know, I feel like my only regret is I didn't try jumping into comics sooner. But I feel like this is sort of feels almost like I'm on destiny's path now. And, you know, I love what I'm doing. I feel really fortunate to be in this sort of creator-owned sphere where I can tell the stories that I want. And working with really talented artists to put it all together. And, you know, it's the hardest job I've ever had, but it's certainly the most worthwhile.
Are you very thrilled with Action Lab? I've heard so many great things about Action Lab. Do you want to plug them in any way about their method, the method behind the meds?
Well, yeah, you know, Action Lab has been a great place for us in terms of these books, you know, because they really give us the latitude to tell the stories the way that we plan on telling them. You know, Action Lab has never told me, for Spencer and Locke, for example, what I could and couldn't do. And I feel like there's a lot of publishers that would have gotten very squeamish. It's a book about, you know, mental illness and childhood trauma and PTSD. And there's a lot of publishers that would have either said, you can't do that, and would have really diminished the message of the story. Or there's some less savory publishers out there who would have tried to push it in the realm of exploitation, which is something we didn't want as well. So, you know, Action Lab, the fact that they give us a lot of latitude, I think, is really important. And, you know, the fact that they were willing to take chances on books like Spencer and Locke and Going to the Chapel, which, you know, they're oddball concepts. And I think sometimes the direct market can get a little tunnel vision-y in terms of, well, this doesn't feel like any comics that we have. And I'm not here to preach to the choir. I'm trying to get win new converts. And so books like Spencer and Locke, books like Going to the Chapel, I'm trying to get people who've never read comics before, or people who only have very cursory experiences with comics, and saying, hey, look, we're here to cater to you. I want to tell a story that feels universal, that you can understand, your grandma can understand, your girlfriend can understand. So far, you know, it's been really encouraging to see how people have responded to it.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me. I'm very excited for Spencer and Locke 2, and I wish you all the best luck.
Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it.